How many can remember that? Okay, so how many of you have ever been to a concert of prayer in a church setting or in a greater community setting where churches or people have come together, Christians have come together for what's called a concert of prayer? Anybody? Oh my goodness. This is whole new territory today for us, all right? But really not, because how many of us every day pray? Yeah, I think we can all safely say that, right? We all pray in some form. And so sometimes in the past, when we've come together as the church, you know, for a specific prayer meeting, there have been those times when you come together, you have maybe a little bit of a devotional, and then you go into a time of congregational prayer. Well, there's going to be a little bit of an element of that today, but there's also going to be the element of this concert of prayer. And a concert of prayer was when a group of Christians comes together, they go through a series of different kinds of prayers. Some are focused on the individual, where you prepare your heart for prayer. There are other times when you get into a cluster or a little group, and we're going to do that today. And we're going to make it as simple as possible, okay? So if there's a group of people just in front of you or just behind you, you know, threes or fours, if you can just kind of get into that cluster of prayer when I invite you to do that. So if you're in a seat at the front, turn around and look for the person behind you, okay? And that way, each group, every other group, you'll have at least a few people in that cluster with you to pray. And then we're going to have a time when we are going to actually give you opportunity as a big group to pray prayers, and they'll be all guided prayers, okay? So this is going to be a learning experience for us all today, but this is what the early church did. The early church gathered together to give praise to God in worship, in song, but they also prayed together. And when they prayed together, do you remember what the book of Acts said? The place was shaken, right? The Holy Spirit came with power and shook the place. So this morning, to begin our time of prayer together, we're going to take a few moments to prepare our hearts for this prayer concert. You know, whenever, you know, this morning when I got here, if you got here a little bit early like I did, Alicia and her, the band were warming up, were getting ready, going over the songs, getting themselves ready in prayer. So, you know, this is an opportunity for us, like a band or like an orchestra, when they come together, they have to tune themselves up, get them all in tune with each other. So we're going to take a few moments now just to be still, to be quiet before the Lord, and to seek the Lord to cleanse our hearts, to just purify our hearts today. You know, we do this every week just as we prepare for the message of God's word. Well, today we're going to do this in preparation for our prayers together so that our hearts are clean and pure before God and so that we can submit to the Holy Spirit who's going to orchestrate the remainder of our time to pray together. So in this moment, we want to begin this concert of prayer with preparation. And our preparation scripture this morning is this, from Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. And this can be your prayer right now. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So I invite you now to take a few moments of silence as you prepare your hearts in this concert of prayer. As human beings, we are prone to sinful thoughts and behaviors. And that's why we need the Lord to cleanse us. It's so easy to rationalize our sins. That is why we need to take the time to let God examine our hearts and point out those attitudes which aren't pleasing to Him. And we're thankful to God that we can come before Him. If we confess our sins, 1 John tells us, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and He's just, and He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So this next prayer that I'd like us to do is a prayer of dedication. And this time I'd like you just to partner up with one of the people next to you or near you. If there's not someone right near you, find a partner for this prayer. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to just pray a prayer with your partner. Pray a prayer. It can be just a simple, short prayer, but a prayer to commit yourself to the Lord to be servants through prayer. Oh, I just lost something here. Okay, there we go. Servants through prayer. Now, and invite Jesus to pray through you. Invite God to pray through you today as we come into this time of prayer together. So find somebody. If you're, again, just in the rows, just trying to find somebody very close to you for prayer, and you can pray with your husband or wife or your friends that are right around you. So just everybody just find a partner right now and enter into the time of prayer. Just pray with each other. Pray prayers for each other. And if you can just find a three, that's fine too. Okay. So just pray with each other. Amen. Now as we continue in this concert of prayer, we're going to seek the fullness of Christ, our fullness in Christ, the abundant life. As you know, in Christ we have been given all the fullness of God. his abundant blessing, his mercies have been poured out on us. We know from the scriptures in John 10:10, Jesus said, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance, to the full. Yeah, that's what abundance means. It means to the full. It means being full to overflowing with the goodness of God. And this morning, I just want to ask you, are you experiencing the abundance Christian life today? Are you experiencing that Are you enjoying life? Is your life full of enjoyment, full of joy and the blessings of God? Well, you know, the reality is that in our life, we have many times of struggle and strife and sorrow and grief and hardship and trouble. You know, just have to go, just look at the Apostle Paul's life, and he, you know, gives us some examples of that where he just said, you know, I was just overwhelmed by all of these things, and he lists all the things, and you just go, wow, could one person go through all of that and still have a very clear focus in life? Well, it was because when he felt that overwhelm, that overflow, he turned and focused his eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of his faith. And so in these next prayers that we're going to pray together, first of all, I'd like you to take a few moments to let God know about what you need in this life. Ask him for renewal and revival of joy in your inmost being. So take a few moments, just personally, privately, to offer that up to God. Just say, God, this is what I need today to experience your abundance, your overflow in my life. And then we're going to move from there into, a partner prayer. So if you didn't have a partner before, please make sure that you look for a partner, someone just one-on-one, this next prayer. I think there's a few people that can partner there. And then I'll lead you into that. So let's just take a few moments just to tell God about what you need in this life right now, what you need from him, and for renewal, revival, joy in your inmost being. Take a few moments to do that. Now turn to a partner and just maybe have that partner just express just a need that they have for you to pray for them. Okay, one thing that would bring joy or one thing that you need in your life right now that you could ask them to pray for you. So find a prayer partner this time. Maybe Enrico, could you come up with Barb? Okay, who else doesn't have a partner right now? Is there anyone else? Okay. You can do yours in three. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay. Just take a few moments just to share a need with each other and then to pray for one another. now I just encourage you to just finish off your prayers and then turn to the row behind you. If you're in front of someone, turn to a row behind you and group into a group of four or three, four or so, and three or four, and pray prayers now in that group for revival in our church. You know, for revival, for healing, for wholeness. Those prayers that would just invite God's presence in the church, in this church, to really move in and to capture us so that we might be able to become alive to God's holy presence. So let's pray those prayers now together for this church, for our church. as we turn our hearts now from just our church, you know, that God would pour out his abundance in this church and bring healing, wholeness, revival. We also want to include the whole of God's people. Now, we're just one part of the forever family of God. We're just the expression here at Edmondson Heights, but there are other faithful followers of Jesus Christ all around this city of Peterborough. And many are gathering right here, right now. There's another fellowship meeting downstairs in our building right now, the Church of Pentecost. And we just want to extend this prayer of God's blessing and abundance to our brothers and sisters, not only here in Peterborough, but in Ontario, and not only in Ontario, but in Canada, and not only in Canada, but around the world. And so let us pray prayers now as a larger group. Prayers for revival, prayers for healing, prayers for wholeness. That God's people would be filled to overflowing with his light, the light and the presence of Christ. So let us enter into a time now, and when we open it up for anybody to pray, just pray just very simple prayers, one sentence or two sentence prayer. And don't feel hesitant if you've never prayed in public before, or if you're hesitant about that. Just let God his words just come out in just an expression of your desire for the church, his church, his people. So we are all family here. No one's going to judge your prayers, whether they're good or not good, because there's no such thing as a good or bad prayer. It's an expression of our heart before the Lord. So just let us open up our hearts in a good old-fashioned prayer meeting kind of prayer as we express our prayers to the Lord right now. Let us pray. thank you, Lord Jesus, for the time that we can be in your presence together. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you have put it in our hearts to pray for one another, pray for our church, pray for your work around the world, your forever family all around the world. Lord, you have united us together in the bond that we have in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for all of these prayers that we've been able to pray today. And we just ask now that as we quieten our hearts once again, that you would be able to speak to us, to speak into us, Lord, the courage, the boldness, the confidence to be able to live for you and to be your holy witnesses. So, Lord, in these next few moments, we just again come before you in quietness and in stillness so that you can speak to us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we come out of this time of concerted prayer together, we want to take a few moments to just respond to God, to pause and to listen to the Father. Oftentimes, Charles Stanley has said, oftentimes our Lord wants us to sit before him in quietness. He doesn't want us to do all the talking. He wants us to just listen. So let us go, let us hear these words of Scripture that will prepare us for this time of response. And the time of response will be also include the remaining of part of our service today, as the worship team will join us up at the front once more to lead us in the time, our time of response. So this is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. To have God speak to our hearts is a majestic experience, an experience that we may miss if we monopolize the conversation and never pause to hear God's response to our prayers. So how can God speak to us if we don't take time to listen? And just remember, quietness is essential to listening. So let us quieten our hearts once more again right now and hear God's voice, his still and quiet voice, speak to us as we prepare our hearts again to worship him. I'd ask the worship team to come back to the front now, and as I share this psalm, Psalm 45, as we prepare our hearts to hear God speak to us. This is actually Psalm 46. 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at daybreak. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
About 4 years ago, I kind of hit what I would consider a turning point in my life. I grew up in the church. I grew up going to Bible camps and in Sunday school, and I knew a lot about the Bible, and I accepted Jesus when I was really young, and I led worship in my teen years and in my 20s, and but I got to a point where it didn't feel like enough, and it didn't feel like I felt like I was sitting on the fence, and I wanted Jesus, but I wanted my way too. And oftentimes in times of prayer, it's easy to think of others and pray for them. But I'm the church, and I need refinement. And one of the best quotes that I ever read in a book was, our own refinement becomes the language of our discipleship. When we allow God to refine us and work out our stuff, then he brings other people into our world that need the same thing, and we're able to then say, "Hey, Jesus did this for me, he can do it for you too." So this next song is called Confession, and I wrote it with a friend of mine a few years ago, and it feels like heavy, and I feel like our generation is really scared of words like confession and repentance and those kind of things, because they're kind of judgmental and they're convicting and all that stuff. But I just was drawn to his kindness leads us to repentance. And why is it kind? And for me, I realized that God doesn't want us to remain as we are. He doesn't want us to stay stuck captive in our sin. He wants to bring us out. And that's actually kind of him to do that. And it hurts and it's painful. But I just want to invite you in this time, as you're listening, that you would think of things that maybe you're holding tightly to that God is saying, let go, because that's not for you and it's not good for you. And that you would think of things that you could confess to him right now. One of the lines in this song says, "We cast aside religion, the kingdoms that we built." And oftentimes too, we get caught up just in the religiousness of coming to church and reading our Bibles and those kind of things. But God wants deep relationship with us. So we need to turn those things away to get to the heart of why we do it. So that's just what I would love for you to consider as we sing this next song.
Humility, we recognize our need. bless you.